Good evening, friends and family. Hope you once again make this a marvelous Monday. I'm excited about the word that's about to go forth. We are so happy to be here, continuing the conversation on the consequences of criticism, and we're ready to get this call started. So allow me to introduce our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm doing well, just trying to keep my voice going with you. But I'm doing very well, sir.
Well, good deal, good deal. So y'all know we have been talking about these consequences to criticism. And we face a lot of that daily, hourly. And it's how we respond to that, okay, makes it indicative of where we stand in God. Y'all know it's consequences to everything that we do in life. Everything. Okay?
Yes, indeed.
Y'all understand? Everybody with me? As a consequence.
Yes, sir.
Okay? And there's no difference with criticism. When we criticize or critique someone, what is our angle? Or we're trying to help them to get better. Ms. Tiana?
Mm. Come on.
Or are we trying to help them get better? And y'all know how we do it, man. We start criticizing folk, and we really don't even care about them. Okay? Or truthfully, are we trying to help people get better when we criticize them? And then on the flip side of that, you know, those who experience critique and criticism, do you always take it as negative?
Come on.
You know, sometimes we get in that error or that mind frame where people can't tell us nothing. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, indeed.
That's a fact, Miss Tiana. And we don't
it
know about it. Oh, look, this is Monday Night Live. We're going to be on my page in a second, Tellius M. Carr on Facebook. And if you can't get on there, just stay on the line. And, hey, *5 at any point if you want to have a question, if you have a scripture, if you just want to chime in and ask something that we didn't say this past week, even a testimony, y'all do not hesitate. Share it, okay? Testimonies are great. Some we need to hear it. Seriously, let us see what God is doing in your life. But before we get started, Ms. Tanner, do you mind waking us? I mean, open us up for prayer, please.
Not at all. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to continue to serve you. We are so grateful for this ministry, dear Lord, and for this opportunity to fellowship one to another. Heavenly Father, you brought to us the word this week on the consequences of criticism. May we understand, Heavenly Father, when it comes from you, that the judgment of the Lord, let us understand, Heavenly Father, that it's only for our good. Heavenly Father, may we hear your voice. May we understand what it is that you have for us, Heavenly Father, and may we take that in turn, Heavenly Father, and do what's only for your good. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The consequences of criticism. Ms. Tiana, real quickly, how has your week been with this topic?
This week it's as always right on time. Just this last week, I actually got to review a 360 review that was done of my performance over the last 2 years. And it's so amazing to see where our blind spots are and how we think we perform day in and day out to where others may see us. It's eye-opening to also know where we see ourselves and may not realize that self-criticism, how much that plays in to our actions and how we interact with others based off of our blind beliefs. So this week just opened up the doors to go back and be reminded of, are those coming from God? Are those factual pieces of information? As well as what's missing? Where are those rooms to grow? Criticism, as we've been saying all week, is not a bad thing. Can be great. But be open. We have the right We have a responsibility to be open to receiving what God is sending us and changing for the good. So it's been extremely powerful and, as I said, right on time.
Okay. All right. So let's get to it with Mr. DJ. Is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What about yourself, Mr. DJ?
Wonderful.
So what you got this past week about this topic, the consequences, you know, those consequences of that thing called criticism, what you got to say about that, Mr. DJ?
Well, for one, I learned a lot about self. I listen and enjoy the call as always, but I apply it to myself. And, you know, I have one of the, if you're like me, I have a relative and a friend who's always critical. And I always accuse them. I said, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. You know, and we often bump heads, especially me and a relative. And I never could understand why. But it was revealed to me this week, you know, it's like somebody yelling at you. Your natural reflex, if you're sitting there calm, enjoying your day or doing what have you, then somebody just comes start yelling at you, eventually you're going to yell back. You know, that's a reflex. But the Bible teaches us we have to watch that.
Right.
You know, when a person is trying to start stuff with you and come to you wrong, try coming back with love rather than that hate and putting it back on them the way that they're making you feel. That's not right, first of all. Okay? Right. And with that criticism, I realized that's what I was doing to them as well. So I actually had a chance to apply it. And they came at me as they normally would, you know, with the criticism. And I came at them a different way, and it was like, oh, you know, got a different result. So I beg you, all of you that are listening on the sound of my voice, try critiquing yourself sometimes. That's what I got out of the whole week. Try critiquing yourself, and I think you'll learn a lot.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Try that. Can we do that, y'all?
Yes.
Critique ourselves for a second. Do we know how to critique ourselves?
Great question.
Do we? Y'all, this is some real stuff now. Do we know how to critique ourselves, Mr. DJ? That's major.
That is.
Yeah, that's something we have to do, though. Okay. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get to it. We're going to go live in, let me see how we do this. Okay. There. Boom. Public. Okay. Done. Hey. Okay. Y'all know I be working this live thing now. I just be working. Miss Tiana.
I hear you. You're getting that down.
Everybody else be familiar with the stuff. I'm just trying to get it down. Okay. All right, so y'all on live now, okay? So y'all know this topic, you know. How you doing, Miss Tamara, Miss Christina? See Miss Rory over there. Okay, so we talk about criticism. You know how we get critiqued and criticized, Miss Tiana? See, everybody can know. Okay, Miss Latanya, Miss Tanette. Hold on, let me do roll call. Why don't I? Okay. Oh, yeah, Miss Toya. Okay, Miss Jocelyn. So y'all, we talk about criticism. Let's hammer this thing. How you doing, Miss Katina? Okay. Or Dewan, Miss Courtney. So, Mr. Bree, I'm going to go ahead and dial this down. So let's talk about this thing called criticism. How you doing, Miss Katina? So what about criticism? Anybody ever been criticized before? How you doing, Miss Rory? Anybody ever been criticized?
Yes, sir.
All right, Miss Johnson. Miss Christina, so anybody ever been criticized before? And it don't feel good, right?
Not at all.
Okay. So we get criticized a lot. Now, here's my first question to everybody out there. And then, Mr. DJ, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you answer. Is criticism necessary in your life? Is it necessary? You know, how much do you need versus how much do you not need? How much can you tolerate? How do we define criticism? All right. So is criticism necessary in your life? So, y'all Facebook Live, y'all talk to me. Mr. DJ, I'm going to go straight to you. Let's get to it. Criticism necessary?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Criticism is a measurement, and you can use it for either positive or negative, but you still
right.
need that measurement.
Okay.
So I think it is necessary.
Oh, so criticism is a measurement. Okay. Now, when is it being constructive versus destructive? Because, y'all, we know that criticism, we need to be critiqued. That's fair to say, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ms. Candy. Ms. Jacobs, I see you. Okay, Ms. Green, I see you. So criticism is necessary. We all need to be critiqued at some point in time in our life. As a matter of fact, we critique our children all the time. Hello, Ms. Shire. Okay. We critique our kids all the time. Is it necessary for us to always be critiqued? And when do we decide what's constructive versus destructive? What is constructive criticism versus destructive, Mr. DJ? Y'all talk to me. What is constructive criticism versus destructive criticism?
I want to say it depends on how the individual takes it and where it's coming from. But I'm going to tell you like this. Constructive criticism is coming from love. It's something that you should accept, and it comes from God. You know, it may not be nice all the time or how you want it to be, but it's real. It's like I said, it's coming out of love. You know,
Hold on one second, Mr. DJ. Constructive criticism comes from love. Okay, Ms. Tiana. Ms. Tiana said constructive is based on love and facts. Ms. Candace said, remember, constructive criticism is motivated by love. Hold on, Ms. Tanette. Mr. Ness said, constructive criticism is necessary. It's just a way for someone to help me along this journey if I'm doing something wrong. And they may have a way for me to do it better. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, constructive criticism. How you doing, Ms. Tiffany? All right. So let me ask y'all something. Okay, real talk, y'all. Talk to me now. Is there ever a point where constructive criticism can be overbearing? You know, when people really want to help you, can they go overboard? Criticism, my question is, the criticism turn into something where it's destructive, is the question.
It can if you turn it that way, if you're taking it that way.
Okay.
There's a spirit there in conversation with people. And sometimes you may mistake someone going overboard or coming from another place. But when actually it was sent by God. I mean, you listen to it with the same constructivism and love and accept it that way. You know, you should be able to discern between whether that's constructive and destructive. Destructive is going to start an argument and you're going to go a whole nother place.
Okay.
Mr. Clark?
Yes, ma'am.
It can absolutely be overbearing, because even if the initial feedback may have been constructive, if the person is continuous, then who is it really for? Is it for them to continuously repeat it or give you that space to decide? God gives us free will. So we've heard it. God's given it to us. But if you're constantly, that can be harmful too.
Okay. All right, I got you. Hello, Ms. Ebony. Ebony, that's my girl. Okay, I see Ms. Tiffany out there. Stephanie, how you doing, Ms. Stephanie? Ms. Sonya. Ms. Sophia. Okay, so Ms. Katina said, yes, it can be. Ms. Candace said, absolutely, it can be overbearing, because we often put us into the equation instead of just delivering the message that God gave to us to deliver. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I agree. Okay. How you doing, Miss Bathsheba? Is that like Bathsheba in the Bible? Okay. Okay. Miss Johnson says, sometimes it helps when it's motivated by love, but some people attack you and try to murder you. It's not always helpful, but meant to destroy you. I agree with you on that. Miss Corvetta said, as long as there's a spirit of objectivity, then constructive criticism will be given and received in love. Okay, Ms. Latonya said, yes, it can, when the critic begins to step outside of what God would say or do. All right. Good deal. I'm dropping the phone everywhere, y'all. Okay, y'all hear me? Y'all see hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How you doing, Miss Chantel? Miss Chandra, Miss Nicole? Oh. Miss Bathsheba said without the TH. My bad. I get it wrong. Okay. We're just going to call you Miss Maiden. How about that? Okay. All right. Y'all got it? Let me ask the next question, y'all. Listen to me now. Hear me good now. We're talking about the consequences of criticism. Is there ever a point of time where destructive criticism can actually be altered to something constructive? Is there ever a point in time where destructive criticism can be altered into something that's constructive criticism?
Absolutely. If you're right with God and you're on the right path in conversing
right.
with that person, then yes, it can. You can always convert. Anything that doesn't have love in it can be converted.
Okay, I agree with that. So, in other words, y'all, when we talk about criticism, we can actually, all right, Ms. Katina, I see you. We can actually take destructive criticism and make it something constructive. Can I give y'all an example? Second.
Please.
As a matter of fact, that destructive criticism actually sometimes drove us to the point of us being self-wing God. You know, when people said that you wouldn't do, that you wouldn't succeed in life, they was criticizing you. They said what you wouldn't do. Criticism is a form of critique. So they were critiquing you. And what happened was you took that destructive and made it something positive.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
I have a question out there from Ms. Shabree. Let me get to Ms. Shabree's question. Okay, let me scroll back up. It was a long time. Okay. Ms. Shabree said, what is the difference between constructive criticism and destructive criticism? All right, so Facebook Live, what is the difference between constructive criticism and destructive criticism? What is the difference, y'all?
Constructive criticism is coming from a place of love.
Okay.
That criticism is not meant to harm you, but to inform you. And destructive criticism is the opposite. It's going to inform you, but it's going to harm you. It's not coming from a place of love. It may very well be true, but the way that they're giving it to you, it's not filled with love.
Okay. Ms. Candace said constructive criticism is restorative. What destructive is condemning. Let me add on to what Mr. DJ just said and what Ms. Candace said. Constructive criticism. This is the difference, Ms. Shabree, between constructive criticism and destructive. Constructive criticism will actually get us back on path with God. Destructive will actually get us on path with what separate us from God. Now, y'all hear me and hear me good when I say this. Okay? Ms. Katina said it. Constructive builds up. Destructive tears down. Hear me good when I say this. Constructive, you got to be careful. Because a lot of times we'll take constructive criticism in the form of where it pleases our flesh.
All right.
Okay.
So a lot of times what we'll start to say is, I say, Mr. DJ, what you think about that, man? You know, I mean, I'm just trying to make my family, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to take care of my mom and my daddy. I know selling drugs ain't good, but I'm doing it, Mr. DJ. See, and I'm waiting for Mr. DJ's critique. And now watch this. Depending on how he addresses me, I'm going to take it as destructive. So if Mr. DJ says something like, man, ain't nothing wrong with that, see, I'm going to take that as constructive.
Right.
In other words, we got to be how we take constructive criticism, because a lot of times we look for amen partners in constructive criticism. If constructive criticism is going to, in its purest form, is going to be really constructive, it has to build our relationship with God. In other words, if the criticism doesn't build the relationship with God, it is destructive.
Right.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
How many times people have told you exactly what you wanted to hear, and initially you thought it was something that was constructive, but actually it tore you down?
All right.
It severed your relationship with God. Constructive criticism will always build the gap. It will bridge the gap between us and God. Destructive criticism will separate us from God. Can everybody agree with that? That's fair to say?
Yes.
Okay? Because, Mr. DJ, like you just said, if God is not in it, what are we building towards anyways?
That's so true.
Yeah, y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ms. Johnson said, it makes me want to prove them wrong and go for it even harder. I bought a house this way to prove my ex-husband wrong, that I couldn't buy a home with my credit. Being in my home for, all right, Ms. Johnson, I high-five you. Look at that. You see, the destructive criticism that she, you know, got, what happened was that destructive criticism that was set out to tear her down, look at this. Look at how it builds the relationship between her and God. How did it build the relationship between her and God? Well, man said you need credit. God said you need faith. And look at what she relied on. She didn't rely on her credit. She relied on her God.
Amen.
Y'all follow me? Constructive criticism.
Yes, sir.
Destructive criticism. Remember, just because they put it off their lips to be destructive don't mean that it's going to reach you in a destructive way. Because, see, I love when people, I don't want to really want to call them haters, but we'll call them haters for right now. But I love when the haters talk, because all they do is fuel my fire. In other words, now I know where you don't want me to go. When you tell me, no, you can't build, or no, you can't get that house, or you can't get that car, or you can't be successful, you telling me the direction that I need to go if I should have missed it from God. So really, you set it out to be destructive, but it was constructive because I kind of lost my way. Thank you for the reminder.
All right.
You follow me, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
All right, Ms. Cleopatra. All right. All right, so let's get to the next question. What we had? Didn't Ms. Latonya have a question out there, Ms. Tiana?
Yes, she did. And that question stated, if someone is critiquing me and I'm just a babe in Christ, how am I to be certain if the criticism is from God or if the critic is insisting on putting me down and being condescending?
Mr. DJ, if someone is critiquing you and you're a newbie in God, in other words, you don't got them Ten Commandments down, you've just opened your Bible, you just got, you know what I'm saying, delivered, okay? And somebody critiquing you, how do you know if it's positive or negative? In other words, if they're trying to build me up or tear me down, how do you know that, Mr. DJ?
Well, what I would do is consult a prayer partner or someone else that's a little more seasoned in the Word and ask them for guidance. And then I would tell them or take them to some scripture on what thus says God. And then I would show them, hey, if it lines up with this, it's coming from God. Otherwise, it's not.
Okay. Miss Cleopatra said, favor is better than money. Thank God for favor. Mr. DJ just said something. You welcome, Mr. Bree. Mr. DJ just said something very powerful, y'all. Say it one more time, what you said at the end, Mr. DJ.
I would show them what thus says God in the Word, and if it lines up with that, then it's coming from God. Anything else is not. It's not. Start from there.
Right. So if you are a baby in Christ, it's very important, okay, that you have some people who are in God around you. Let me ask this question. I know Nino Brown said it, but God said it to Cain. God asked Cain a question, and Cain was being smart to God. He was flipping God off, in other words. Nino Brown said it too. Am I my brother's keeper? See, in other words, when you have babes in Christ, Lord have mercy, y'all listen to me. We got to watch over the babes in Christ. Because if you're not careful, that babe in Christ, that same zest and that zeal that they once had, somebody can come by and critique them. As a matter of fact, they can use criticism to actually shut down their growth in God. So we got to kind of watch over our babies in Christ just like we watch over our children. Because to be a baby means they're full of potential. But what is potential untapped? Nothing.
All right. All right.
So, y'all, it's on the body of Christ. Just like parents out there, anybody parents? You wouldn't want somebody to get into your children's ears and mess up their momentum. You know, they're trying to go to college. They're trying to go to school. And they babies. In other words, that's why we actually grab them and keep them from hanging around certain people, right?
That's
because
right.
We don't want their mental mind state to be altered in a negative way. So when somebody is a baby in Christ, It's very important that those of us who have been in God for a period of time or who's more mature, that we kind of watch over them. Remember, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We got to keep on giving them constructive critique. In other words, so that they may be able to grow their relationship stronger with God, not destructive. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Tamika? How you doing, Ms. Ellis and Ms. Broussard? Okay, Ms. Johnson said that is exactly correct because we are unequally yoked, and my exact words to him were, I can show you better than I can tell you. Watch how my God get out. There you go. All right? What's our next question, y'all? Come on, what we got out there? What we got? How
we
you
have
doing,
a
Ms.
caller.
Burke? All right, what we got?
We have a caller. Good evening, caller. Go ahead and share your question this evening.
Good evening, everyone. My question is, if someone criticized me and it was a lie, what is an appropriate response?
Wow. Y'all, did y'all hear that question? That's a good one. Can you repeat that, caller?
Yes, sir. If someone criticized me and it was a lie, what is an appropriate response?
How you doing, Ms. Monique? Ms. Monique, how you doing, Ms. Amy and Ms. Erica? I want y'all to talk to me on this one. Okay, Ms. Kamala, together. So the question was, if somebody criticizes me and it's a lie, so anybody ever been criticized and has it ever been a lie?
Oh, yes.
How did you respond to that critique, Mr. DJ? You'd have been criticized before, and that criticism was a lie. How did you respond to that criticism, Mr. DJ?
Well, first, I learned to keep a positive attitude, and that's not just me talking to grandstand or any of that, but it despises me when people have bad attitudes. They never solve anything. So my first response is, okay, let me put that top billing. Let me clear this up right now. I did not say that. I did not do that. You know, I had a student, a parent, accuse me of doing something. I said, no, ma'am, that's, you know, I come back at them with respect, and I say, no, ma'am, that's not what happened. Did she inform you that this, this, and this is what happened? You know, and then you know, especially if they're all riled up and really, really mad about it, I remain calm. Say, no, that's not what happened at all. Like, no,
okay.
That's not. So you have to maintain your, you know, to stay in love, you know, to have a conversation and try to keep it respectful for both of us, but at the same time assertive and let them know, no, look, you don't have all the facts. That's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, that's not what happened at all.
Mm-hmm. You just said a mouthful right there, Mr. DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, the question is, if someone criticizes you and that criticism is a lie, how do you respond to them? First of all, here's the thing. Let's bring the facts to the table. This is one thing. How you doing, Ms. Moni and Ms. Montoya? Ms. Marcia say, keep quiet. Here's the thing. You know, one thing that my mother used to tell me a long time ago, Mr. DJ, my mom would say stuff like this. Okay? If they can say it once, they should be able to say it twice. In other words, when people start to just yield and throw out slander, and it's not truth, you have to ask, where did it come from? See, let's get to the facts. You know how a lot of times people bring confusion to your doorstep, and they'll say, said it. And you say, who is they? Oh, no, I'm not going to get into that. See, if you can't tell me who said it, don't bring it to me.
Amen, Mr. Carr.
And now you're part of the problem. Watch this,
yep.
Mr. DJ. Watch this, Mr. DJ. Watch this. So when someone critiques you or they criticize you and that criticism is a lie, your response first needs to be, where did you get that information from? If it didn't come, I don't want to hear it. Satan can't tell me nothing about me. In other words, y'all listen to me. A lie suggests that God didn't tell it because God can't lie.
Come on.
Let me say this. Let's start there. A lie first suggests that it didn't come from God. So then, my ears are not trash cans. I don't have time to listen to your trash. You understand? The way that you respond to criticism is indicative as to how far along we are in God. You don't have to respond that has no effect on your life. So when criticism begins to be lies, that means you are going higher and higher in God. You know why? Because it takes a lie to try and derail you from your path to prosperity. And I'm not talking about prosperity in forms of tangible goods. I'm talking about prosperity in forms of spiritual things that people can't see. So when people start to lie on you and criticize you, when your name becomes slander and it's a lie, and they're critiquing and criticizing you based on lies, you shouldn't frown, you should smile, because the Bible said, blessed are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. You know how much criticism Jesus Christ received? And it was a lie.
That's right.
All right.
That means you are walking in good soil. You're on right ground. So welcome the negative person. You don't have to, look, don't go looking for it. It's going to come your way. As long as you're doing right with God, expect criticism and expect it to be some lies. Expect that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As Marcia said, in the long run, the truth will come out. And you're right, Miss Marcia, because what the Bible says, what's done in darkness shall be brought to light. It will come out. Okay?
Right.
Ms. Latanya said, for the individual or the critic, and continue to walk upright and being obedient. All right, y'all, we rolling. We rocking and rolling. What else we got? What else we got?
All right.
I do have the card.
Okay, what we got?
Another question I had was about Christians, and should we as Christians only judge other Christians?
Oh. So, y'all, I don't know if y'all can hear it, but the question was, should we as Christians judge or only judge other Christians? Now, Mr. DJ, that's a loaded question.
Right.
Okay? That's a loaded question. Because typically, when we think of the word judging, we say there's a consequence to judging. In other words, we can't criticize somebody. Who are we to judge somebody else?
That's true.
So are we as Christians, what's going on, Dez? Are we as Christians only obligated to judge other Christians? And y'all, let me, can I break this word down for us right quick? Don't take judgment as a negative. So are we as Christians only to critique only other Christians? In other words, since we Christians, or we believe in God, are we only to critique those in God? Or should we be able to critique everybody? Help me out, Facebook Live. Mr. DJ, what you got?
Well, I don't like using that word judge, but for those that are, for everybody, so we can break it down to the Joel Osteen version, and for those newbies who are saying, hey, the Bible says do not judge, I'm glad you used that word critique, determine.
Okay.
When we as mature Christians are talking about judging, we're talking about salvation and spiritually. And no, that's not in our hands. But in terms of critique, determining, making decisions, yes, that is a form of judging as well, and that's what we're talking about. So I say you have to do that for the those that are in Christ and those that are not in Christ. You better do that. You should be able to do that for everyone. There are going to be some things you're going to typically be around people like you, like-minded Christians. But we're not in a world where we just live around us. You know, we live around everybody. So you're going to have to be able to do that with those who are in Christ and those that are not in Christ. And more importantly, the ones that you help that are not in Christ, you will be able to hopefully influence them to come to Christ.
Okay.
If you come at them the correct way, the Bible says go to them. You know, go to them. Go to them where they at. Meet them on their level. Everybody doesn't come to church. You can come to church and fellowship and talk about praying and all that's good, but that's not where the people, you do have some sinners in church, but the majority of them are not in those doors. You got to go out. Christ didn't have a church where everybody just came to him and he just fellowshiped and said, come follow. He went out to the people. So we have to do the same thing.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Robin? So Ms. Johnson said, examine the content. God normally reveals truth about me in my life before revealing to anyone else. Criticism from God should be confirmation, not new information. Boy, she just spoke some
right.
Mm. Heard that?
Yes, indeed.
Ms. Shani, look, you're going to start you a 1-800 hotline on here. Y'all, criticism from God, critique from God should be confirmation, not new information. Here's the thing about that. You've got to be in God's face to first hear from him. And see, God doesn't have a problem. Listen to me. God doesn't have a problem with, listen to me. God doesn't have a problem with using other people when you just don't want to listen to him. He'll use somebody else.
Amen. Amen.
You understand? In other words, when the front door don't want to open, God go through the back. How you doing, Miss Charlotte? Okay, Miss Tiana said the word tells us to go to our brothers in love when we see them in error. Y'all, the question was this, okay? Should we as Christians, let me use another word, not just, should we as Christians only critique other Christians? In other words, let me make this a little bit more juicier. For every adult out there, parents, should you only critique your kids? Or should you critique the kids that they hang with too?
All right.
Hello?
We've got to tell them the truth. If that's what
Mr.
God
DJ,
wants to do.
Mr. DJ, Ms. Candace said, that's good, Eustace Arnold. Go out to reach the people instead of sitting, waiting in the building. She didn't call it all this man government name. He go by DJ. You don't know who I
am. I asked for either one.
No, but I'm trying to help y'all, Mr. DJ. We go by DJ. You know we from the hood. All right. How you doing, Ms. Bethany?
Many parents, if I can't critique my child's peers, that's understood. Then they're no longer your friend. Because whether you're under me, then I have authority. And when you're under your friend's parents, they have authority. And we have to be on the same page, one and another. Amen. Otherwise, no. You don't walk with those people.
What's all I got to say, Facebook Live? Talk to me. As a parent, do you have the right to not only critique of, you know, your child? Do you have the right to critique somebody else's child who your child is hanging with? Parents, what y'all got to say? Ms. Monique, Ms. Tabitha, Ms. Katina, what y'all got to say out there? Ms. Sheree, talk to me. Ms. Shira, Ms. Latanya, do you have the right to critique the people that are the children that your kids hang around as well as your child? Boy, people stuck on their hands, huh?
You should. I'm with Mr. DJ. Like, if there's a responsibility as parents. Who are our children hanging out with? And if our children if we're allowing them to be around other folks, and other folks are trusting us with their children, then we have a responsibility.
That's right.
To correct when things are in error. We also have a responsibility to get back to that parent and let them know what's happening as well. I would expect the same. So absolutely.
Okay. So Ms. Latanya said, yes, we have the right. Ms. Katina said, I have every right. Tabitha just said, yes. Okay. Ms. Brandon said, yes, in love. Ms. Monique said, yes. Talk to me. Ms. Shiny, she said, we are called to judge in love and hold our brothers and sisters and others accountable. We can't be hypocrites, be judgmental, in all caps. Okay? We are disciples of Christ, and if we don't criticize right from wrong, if we don't criticize right from wrong, we can't win souls because we are allowing the world to get in us and not us in the world. All right, Miss Shine.
Amen.
See ya.
Okay. All right.
How you doing, Miss Jennifer? So, y'all, here's the thing. So the question was, do we as parents have the right to criticize or critique someone else's child, you know, the child who our child is hanging around? Now, watch this. Let me flip that thing around. What about, since we said yes, what about does the other parent have the right to criticize or critique your child?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not in their hands.
But what about when somebody critiques your child? And somebody oh, my God, hold on, watch this. What about when somebody tells you how bad your child, how unruly your child is? Do you take offense to that?
Oh, no. I don't, Mr.
Give me an example.
I don't.
Huh?
I think
are you doing this? Y'all, this is real.
Not offense,
okay.
But an interest.
Huh? What'd you say, Mr. DJ?
Not an offense, but interest. It's going back to what you just said a minute ago about critiquing others. My mom used to tell me, we're going down here to this school. You telling me the teacher done lied on you? Okay, if I get a surprise, you going to get a surprise. So make sure you got the story straight. So it's the same thing. If another parent got to come to me and tell me you done did something, you know, I'm going to, you know, listen, but I find out something different, oh, yeah, you definitely going to get dealt with.
Look, y'all know the
facts.
When it's talk about, you know, criticism and critique, look, if your child mess up in public, you're going to make them famous right there in public. That's
mm-hmm.
basically what Mr. DJ is saying. So
oh,
if the parent gets a surprise, you're going to get a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. This is new age, though, Mr. DJ. So here's another question. Here's another question that I'm going to throw out to everybody out there. Okay? Ms. Brandy, I want you to answer this now. Ms. Monique, talk to me. Okay? Ms. Shana, I want to. Ms. Shana said, yes, we may be the only positive influence if the critic is true.
Amen.
Okay? Should be accepted regardless of who it comes from, and you right, Ms. Shana. But you know, that was old school. So, Ms. Shana, I want you to chime in on this one, too. How you doing, Ms. Sabrina? I want you to chime in on this, Ms. Shani. Y'all talk to me. Ms. Tiana, everybody talk to me out there. Here go the question. What about, do y'all believe in, you know, old school critique and criticism says this. When your child messed up at school, they get paddled by the teacher. Do y'all believe in that today? Do y'all think that the teacher has the right to critique your child enough that where if they did wrong, that they can paddle them? Talk to me. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, now it's about to get real.
Mr. Carter, those times people were a little closer to God than where they are now. And the people that are doing the paddling now, that's not love. You can't
have DJ say back then they was closer to God, not today.
Yeah, they were closer to God now. They don't come to church no more. They don't know no golden points, no end team. They don't know none of that now. They just want to whip your kids, you know. And so I think times were a little different. We were a little closer to God's unchanging hand then. But nowadays, you got two teachers that are married, same sex. You hear what I'm saying?
Lord.
You got people that are not in God that want to do the work and the punishments thereof and kind of act like Christians rather than trying to be a Christian. So I don't know. Today's times are a little different.
All right. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly? I see you out there. So, y'all, the question was, like Mr. DJ just answered, do you believe in old school criticism where the student, you know, gets peddled by the teacher? Okay? The topic tonight, we're talking about the consequence. How you doing, Ms. Danielle? Okay? Do y'all, Ms. Candace said, I'm not for it because it's so punitive now. I believe in the neighborhood village, but not the school paddling. All right. Ms. Katina said, all right, go ahead, Mr. DJ. Yes, for Mr. DJ. Ms. Jocelyn Smith says, not in this day and age because some of these teachers do not have the right intentions in mind. All right. Ms. Lakeisha, I see you. Ms. Kimberly said, I'm just signing in. Okay, I see you. How you doing, Ms. Janet? So, y'all, what do y'all think? Do y'all think that the teacher should have the right to critique your child so much so to where if that child is being unruly or disorderly, that they have the right to paddle them?
Mr. Carr, keep in mind,
yes,
they've taken prayer out of school. So where's the God in that teacher? Back then, we had prayer. You had to know a Bible verse, at least know what a Bible was. But they've taken prayer so far away from school, you don't know whose religious background is on the principal nor the teacher.
Okay. So Ms. Brandy said no. Everyone's views are different. If it has gone that far, I need to know why I wasn't contacted sooner. All right, Ms. Brandy, I agree with that. Okay, Ms. Katina said yes again to Mr. DJ, too much going on. Ms. LaTanya said not today. We are living in different day and age. They can call me and I will do the rest. All right. Ms. Shana said, I do not believe in it today, talking about the peddling where the teachers can peddle, because the teachers now are unethical and non-spiritual. Ms. Lisa, there's no paddling because sometimes they just have an attitude and take it out on the child. Okay, I got this. I will paddle my own child. All right, Ms. Monique said, what Ms. Monique said, to me it depends on the teacher and your trust level with that teacher. All right, Ms. Monique, I can see that. It has to be somebody you know, too, because, see, some teachers go overboard. They won't critique your child like you will critique your child. Okay?
One more point, Mr. Carr. You can't even whoop your own child. You whoop your own child, you go to jail, let alone somebody else who ain't got no God in them or anything. But you, the times have changed. So now, where the government want to run your house, I'm saying they completely trying to ostracize God out of it altogether. They're saying the man is not the head of the house. They are. So you can't
discipline your own child. All right, Ms. Kimberly says, spell the rise for the child, Ms. Pam. She said, when they took God out of school, they lost the right to paddle my eyes. High five.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Connie said the teachers lie more than the children.
Amen.
Ms. Shabree said, not now, because you don't know the motive behind it. I agree with you, Ms. Shabree. Ms. Katina said, no, because like Mr. DJ said, it's too much going on these days. Ms. Kimberly says, it takes a village. I would approve of it after meeting my child's teacher. That's right, but you got to get thorough information. All right, Ms. LaCacia said, no, they don't have the right to paddle, but needs to contact their parents to see how we can fix it. All right. I see you, Ms. Shanda. I see you, Ms. Kamala, all that. Ms. Sonya, Ms. Roderick, Ms. Keisha. Okay. So y'all see it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Y'all see what you got? Hold on. Ms. Kathy said, no, they don't have the right, because now in these days, my son comes home and said that he asked his teacher how to do something, and she told him to figure it out. So no one... and I will take care of, no, oh, she said no, so no, call me, and I will take care of my child, all right? I got
wow.
you.
Wow.
I got you, y'all. That's some good information now. Ms. Talbot said, no, sir, not in this day and age. Even as a teacher, parents would give me to paddle their children. That's the parent, okay. So even as a teacher, the parents would give you the permission to paddle their children, but you wouldn't do it in that way, right, Ms. Talbot? That's what you're saying? Okay. All right, so y'all, this is real good. So let me further this question, because we're talking about the consequences of criticism. So can y'all be with me out there? Now watch this. If you have the right to critique everybody else, where do y'all think the critique stops? Here's the question. Do you have the right to critique your pastor? Yes.
Yes.
Now hold on. Hold on. Let me further this. Do you have the right to critique your pastor? And if so, how do you go about critiquing your pastor?
With love. You don't go to him with malice, but with love. Not to cause chaos or disrupt anything, but you can go to your pastor the same way you go to any other man.
Hello, somebody.
Exactly. And bring the truth, love, and facts.
Come on. Do we have the right, Ms. Kathy, say, wow, let's get it, y'all. Do we have the right to critique our leaders? Do we? Ms. Katina said no. Hello, somebody. Ms. Ham said respect. Okay. Okay, Mr. Roger said privately and gently. Okay. Mr. Roger, I got a question for you, and that's good. I'm glad you chimed in, because that's good. Mr. Roger said privately and gently. Mr. Roger, and y'all can hear this too. Ms. Marcia, you there? It depends, okay? privately and gently, right, to critique our leaders, our pastors. Let me ask you this, Mr. Roderick. What about if the pastors don't do it privately and gently? You know how they critique people in the open? How do we respond? How we respond to them then, Mr. Roderick? Y'all help me out.
I was still
Because I thought that was interesting that Mr. Roderick said that, because I do agree that we go privately and gently. But when a pastor does not, or a leader does not do it privately and gently, and they openly criticize or critique someone, how do we respond to that leader?
Mm-hmm.
I would still go to them privately and gently, Mr. Carter.
You would?
I would, because otherwise it's going to turn into malice. And that's something I'm trying to get back at, as a, you know, just to show them, hey, this is what you're doing to everybody else. And that may come from love. That just
okay.
person.
So Ms. Shauna said, everyone in love. Ms. Katina said, take it to God. Okay, Ms. Brandon said, yes, in love and understanding. Ms. Jennifer said, I would say yes, because he is still human. Okay, I see that.
Yeah.
He has the title. He has the title as a pastor. Okay. Ms. Johnson said, of course, you have the right to critique your pastor. It's too much going on in the churches these days not to. All right, Ms. Johnson, I see that. Ms. Monique said yes. Ms. Kimmel said yes. They are not God. I would pray before and let God lead me. All right. Ms. Candace said, just because the leader is wrong, it does not mean give us a reason to be wrong. All right. Ms. Marcia said with the word. Ms. Brandon said, go to them in private. All right. Ms. Latonya said, we must not let their reactions negatively alter how we address them. Mr. Roderick said, we still go privately and gently. If he's operating in the wrong spirit, then leave the church. All right. See, I like that, Mr. Roger, because, see, that's a great response. So you still, y'all, did y'all hear it? Because
yes.
Here it is. And look at the title. We talk about the consequences of criticism. And that's a, I can appreciate you, Mr. Roger. You know, he didn't take my question as a challenge. He just simply responded. Because he said, my question was, with your pastor, do you go to them privately and gently when they come to you out in the open, put your business out there? And Mr. Roger gave a great response, and he said, yes, you still, hold on, where Mr. Roger's stuff at?
It's rolled in.
Okay. Roger said, yes, we still go privately and gently. If he's operating in the wrong spirit, then leave the church. Did y'all see that?
That's right.
Just, but man, y'all got to hear this, and that's strong, Mr. Roger. Just because someone do it to you don't mean that you do it to them. Remember, the Bible says to others that you would have them doing to you. So just because someone is criticizing you or critiquing you in the open don't mean that you do the same to them. In other words, still do and be faithful to God like you're supposed to be faithful to God. Because we can't go to God and say, but God, they did, but God, they did. You can't do that with God. God, they did it first. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So yeah. I appreciate that, Mr. Roger. Miss Jennifer said you still go privately to speak with them, to respect them. Okay. Miss Sandra, there she go. She said pray for them because the blood stain going to be on pastor's hand then. Okay. Miss Johnson said you still pull them to the side. The pastor may not understand the damage that he is bestowing on other people. All right. Miss Shauna said if you have a true shepherd called by God, he should be humble to receive loving criticism and categorize it properly by knowing what to keep and what to discard, to continue following his vision from God. All righty, y'all.
Amen.
Y'all see it?
Amen.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Some good information, y'all. Really good. So do we have any more email questions out there? How you doing, Ms.
Yeah, we had another caller who had a question. Let me go ahead and unmute her.
Who got it?
Good evening, caller. Saw that you had a question earlier. Do you still have your question? Good evening, caller.
Okay. Well, look at this, y'all. Facebook Live, I got a question for y'all about this criticism, this critique. Okay, there's consequences to this thing, right? So let me ask y'all this. Is the truth ever a form of destructive criticism? Is telling the truth ever a form of destructive criticism? Boy, this is good. Because, you know, people say, I am telling the truth.
Well,
what you got to say, Mr. DJ?
Okay, you just said two different things. First, you asked, is the truth a form of destructive criticism? The answer to that question is no. If telling the truth is a form of destructive criticism, then that could be yes. Okay, the truth is truth. The truth does not bite you. It is what it is. You can flip it, you can turn it, throw it upside down, it's still the truth. But now the way you come at somebody, the way you bring it to them, then that could be the destructive criticism right there.
Ooh, did y'all hear Mr. DJ? So is the truth of destructive criticism? Or he just said a mouthful. The truth is never a form of destructive criticism.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You could tell me I'm overweight. And that's the truth. I say, you know what, you're right, Mr. Carr. I need to work out. But you come at me, you know, and I got to be all these fat boys, and boy, you sure are large and swole, and all, you know. I mean, that's deconstructive, then.
Mm-hmm. All right, Miss Katina said it depends on the intentions behind it. So, y'all, have you ever told someone the truth and you know you wasn't trying to help them? As a matter of fact, the truth, and they really wasn't trying to help you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Cassie says it's not what you, I hear you, Ms. Cassie, it's how you say it. All right.
Yep.
It's not what you say. So can the truth ever be a form of destructive criticism? Can somebody telling you the truth? It's the truth, but are they trying to tear you down?
Right.
Ms. Sandra said it depends. Because if you go to the judge with the truth, he's going to judge you according to the law because he is an unjust judge. Okay. Ms. Shauna said, yes, because the way it is delivered, can seem destructive. It is how you use the information. All right, Ms. Katina said yes. Mr. Rogers said yes. Everything that's true, isn't meant to be said. All right, that's strong there. And truth can't be destructive criticism. It's not. And truth can be destructive criticism if it's not said in love. I agree with that. That's why the Bible says we share the truth in love. All right, Mr. Roderick, I hear you with that. That's nice. Ms. Brandon said no, but you have to be sensitive to the person receiving. Pray before going to the person so they are in a position to receive. Timing is everything. Ms. Monique said yes. I agree with that too, Ms. Brandon. Y'all, that's some good stuff. Okay, is the truth ever, you know, considered destructive? Can it be destructive? Ms. Jennifer said, depending on your truth. What if someone comes to me for advice and I am very straightforward, a very straightforward person? It depends on the individual and how they accept it. That too has some validity, Ms. Jennifer. I appreciate that. Okay? So, y'all, it's good to hash this stuff out. Okay? Mm-hmm. Can the truth ever be destructive? Can it? Y'all, the person receiving it can be crying over, they can cry at the drop of a dime. That don't mean
that. Right. Right.
The person receiving your truth, as a matter of fact, y'all know when God used to tell us the truth, y'all ever had, you know, God showed us something and we didn't want to receive it and we say, I'm not receiving that. You know, sometimes when we go to the doctor and we super spiritual and the doctor say, hey, you need to wear a cast and you say, nope, I'm not receiving that. I'm just going to believe God for the healing. I hear that. But don't you know that God also put doctors in place?
That's right.
Yes, he did.
That's right. And what,
oh,
about
y'all know this?
What about
okay.
the one where they said to you, do you want the truth or do you want me to tell you what you want to hear?
Oh, Mr. DJ. Ms. Sandra, hold on. Ms. Sandra. Ms. Sandra, I'm going to put you on the stage. Ms. Sandra said, ask the guys in jail who are innocent, did the truth set them free? I'm
oh,
just
no.
saying, it's hard.
Wow.
And, all right, Ms. Janet said, the truth can often hurt. So present the truth according to the person you're talking to, and you're exactly right. Okay? All right, Mr. Earl, that's my boy Earl. Y'all, let me ask another question real quickly, okay, before we get off the live. Okay, here's my last question. Do we, how you doing, Ms. Nina and Ms. Kiva? Do we have the right to be critical of those people who are critical of us? Now, hold on, before we give answers right quick, don't be so super spiritual. Let's be real. Because see, the super spiritual answers, then we're going to give a politically correct answer. Okay? Do we have the right to be critical of those people who are critical of us? How you doing, Ms. LaQuanda? What's going on, Bear? So do we have the right to be critical of those people who are critical of us? You know, do we have the right to criticize those who criticize us? You understand?
Yeah.
Y'all, this is real because don't give the politically correct answer. Give that answer that you would give on a day-to-day basis. Somebody criticize you, what you going to do back?
You going to criticize them back.
What you going to do, Ms. Tiana?
Me too. Oof. That's a hard one because it depends on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it someone who I'm okay taking criticism from? Then I'll sit and listen. But if not, I'm like, what right do you have to criticize me? Who are you?
Ms. Candace says she's straight up. She is R-E, look, my spelling wrong. R-E-L-I-A-T-E. She is retaliating off top. Okay? Ms. Shina said, I believe if someone is trying to win someone to Christ and telling them the truth about him and his word, but beating it over their head, it may run the person away from Christ rather than drawing them. Okay. Ms. Nina say, is it constructive criticism? Good question.
Right.
Good question. Do we have the right to criticize those people, or do we have the right to be critical of those people who are critical of us? Ms. Kimberly said, no, sometimes we have to weigh the options and choose my battles. All right? Okay? I always want my maturity to win. All right. And Ms. Shana said, I ignore them if they are not telling the truth. I don't toe-to-toe. I examine myself and know how to handle them going forward. All right? All right. Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Candace said, I said, don't be stupid. That's right. Because y'all know when people are critical of us, what is our natural response?
You're going to get critical right back.
We get critical right back, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all, let me say this. Ms. Sanders said, back in the day, I would probably would have said something bad. But thank God I reached. But thank God I've changed. I'm sorry. I'm not the same person I used to be, but don't get it twisted. All right. You know when Ms. Sanders say don't get it twisted, you know. Don't backslide. We good. You can revert back to the more ways.
Aren't we taught that at an early age?
What? Taught what?
To retaliate. It's called playing the dozen. Somebody talk about your mama, you don't talk back about their mama.
Ms. Kiva said, most people criticize back, but to me you have to pick up and choose your battles wisely. That's correct. Okay, Ms. Kimberly said, be critical back. Mr. Roger said, being critical right back is a manifestation of pride. Or Ms. Roger going deep, and that's real, Mr. Roger. Because when you are critical back at someone who's critical of you, that's a manifestation of pride. Here's the thing. When we're critical back of people who are critical of us, what happens is it actually, God said, by the testing of our faith. Don't you know God allows somebody to criticize you? He just wanted you to. Look, God wanted you to see you. God knows us already. So he wanted you to see you in the natural.
Right.
Okay? Ms. Jennifer said, I will criticize them back. It may be the it may be the next day, but yes, I would. Ms. Jennifer, if I've done you anything, don't criticize me back, okay? All right. Don't be talking about this the next day. I'm just messing with you. She said, I had a coworker who told me my lipstick didn't match my clothing, but she didn't. But she doesn't even wear makeup. I was upset with her, but I didn't say anything to her. Okay. All right. Miss Kiva would say she liked Mr. Rogers. Now, this ain't no love connection, Miss Kiva. You know I'm messing with you, right? I just messing. Miss Brandon said, no, most critical people are reflecting their own hurts. Listen and pray. God use anyone. God can use anyone. If it's yours to receive, receive it. Receive. If not, God bless you. Pick and choose your battles. Ms. Tablet says usually she gets critical back at them, but you have to use your battle, choose your battles. That's right. Ms. Marcia said you have to be careful as to what you say back. Ms. Kiva said. So, y'all, when people are critical of you, okay, how do you respond? That's very important, how we respond. I do believe for every critic that comes into our life, God allows that critic to come into our life.
Yes. Okay.
God allows criticism, Mr. DJ, to come in our life. You know that? Ms. Harrison,
right.
He allows it to come into our life. Ms. Katina, Ms. Candy, Ms. Latanya, God allows criticism to come into our life. Now, what God wants us to do is respond how he responds. All the time, that's not so easy. All the time, it's not easy to respond like God. However, that shows that we are not God. And what it does is it shows also our level of maturation. In other words, when we start to respond to our critics like God responded to his, man, we're walking on the right path then. Y'all know that?
Yes, indeed.
Miss Tiana say, you know, turn the other cheek. Miss Tiana, how many cheeks you have?
Ooh, I've had to have a few lately.
Learn to bite her tongue, okay, but it slips sometimes. That's right. All right, so y'all got it? So y'all,
mm-hmm.
There's a difference between destructive criticism, constructive criticism, okay? There's a difference. Y'all, write down these pointers, because I'm going to share these because I shared them last night. These are some good golden points, okay? Okay. Miss Sandra says Miss Sandra went to the straight bell bun plug. Sometimes this is what gets you. Criticism hurts if it's bad. So you really have to choose your battle. That's right. Okay? Ms. Sabrina is bad. Okay. Miss Jennifer says she looks up at the sky and says, Jesus, take the wheel. Okay, I have been doing very well by keeping calm. That's right. Keep calm, Miss Jennifer. Okay, let Jesus take the wheel. Don't you wreck now. Don't you wreck. Okay, y'all write these points down, okay, because we're about to get ready to close out. All right? The consequences of criticism. There's a thing called constructive and destructive criticism. Okay, three golden points I want you to remember. This is based on constructive criticism. Three golden points. The first golden point, okay, we shared this last night. I'm going to share it again. The first golden point is constructive criticism is motivated by love. Write that down. Constructive criticism is motivated by love. All right? Ms. Monique says sometimes you just have to walk away. That's right. How you doing, Ms. Shanora? Okay. Number two, constructive criticism has the facts right. Constructive criticism has the facts right. Constructive criticism don't say, well, they said, and they said it, though. Uh-uh. It has the facts right. How you doing, Ms. Brittany? Number three, constructive criticism is tied to forgiveness. Y'all got to hear this one to hear this one good. Criticism. Constructive criticism is tied to your forgiveness. In other words, let me ask this question. If you can't forgive somebody, can you criticize them in the God? Lord, have mercy. Mr. DJ, that's a whole nother topic. Y'all, can y'all answer that for me, Facebook Live? If you can't forgive your baby daddy, if you can't forgive your baby mama, if you can't forgive the person who slapped your mama, if you can't forgive the person who hurt your child, if you can't forgive the person that tried to get you fired, can you criticize them in God? Can you? Constructive criticism is tied to forgiveness.
Come on.
Miss Candy said, you can't go to them in God if you aren't willing to forgive them. Oh, my goodness. Miss Candy said, no. Miss Martha said, okay. Y'all got it?
Only through Christ.
Sir.
So that was the three golden points for constructive criticism. Let me give three for destructive criticism. Look out for these now. Destructive criticism, number one, destructive criticism misses the real issue. Destructive criticism misses the real issue. I kneel for the national anthem. But because it's destructive criticism, you're missing the real issue. I'm not against America. I said I was against police brutality. But destructive criticism, since you're criticizing me from the White House, you're missing what I was talking about. You never give any homage to police officers and police officer brutality, but you want to talk about, number one was destructive criticism misses the real issue. All right, Ms. Brenda, I see you. She said no. Ms. Kimberly said no, too. Okay? Ms. Kimberly said you would be harboring ill thoughts. Ms. Brenda said because your critics would be more emotional than help. Okay. So y'all got number one? Ms. Monique said
yes,
no.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Jennifer said no, I cannot. Is constructive criticism a form of judgment? I'm going to answer that right after we get to these. Okay? Ms. Kiva said forgiveness shall set you free. You hold on to all that you have, all that stuff. You are just giving the power over you and your life, okay? Ms. Latonya said, WWJD. What would you? Number one was destructive criticism misses the real issue. Number two, destructive criticism. What's going on, Roslyn? Number two, destructive criticism often covers the need for self-criticism. And the last one, number three. Destructive criticism indicates a lack of love. Y'all know we destructive criticism. We criticize things and tear it down when we really don't love it.
Come on.
Okay. Now, that was a question I wanted to get to real quickly. Ms. Jennifer said, is constructive criticism, Mr. DJ, a form of judgment?
Any kind of criticism is a form of judgment.
Uh-oh.
So whether it's constructive or deconstructive, it's still a form of judgment.
It's a form of judgment. However, I need everybody to understand this and hear me clearly, okay? Was it talking about the consequences of criticism? Judgment. Okay, can I ask y'all this question? Is money bad?
No.
Facebook Live, is money bad?
Nope.
Is the love of money bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Book Live. Okay, Ms. Shauna said her last comment was answering the question of, okay, if the truth can be destructive. Okay. Facebook Live, is sex bad?
No.
No.
Is sex inside, outside of marriage bad?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 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 Y'all with me so far?
Yeah,
okay,
we did.
Okay. Okay. Is killing bad?
Yes.
Is killing bad?
Yes.
Y'all quiet on me. Is killing bad?
I say no.
Yes.
Miss Tiana say yes. Why you say yes, Miss Tiana?
Killing, stealing, destroying, all of that is bad. Killing in itself is a sin.
Why you say no, Mr. DJ?
Because it depends on how you're using it. All killing ain't bad. Some things need to be killed. There's a time and place heaven for everything. Sometimes your attitude needs to be killed. you know, the devil needs to be, the inner person needs to be killed. I mean,
okay.
You know, there's several things that need to be killed, you know?
Right. So what I'm saying is, y'all see the variety that's going on, yeses and no's and yeses, and it really depends on how it's being presented. The reason why I say that, killing is not bad if you're trying to kill food to eat. Like, if you got to kill a pig, how many of us have eaten pork? We done ate pork. We done ate something and walked on this land before. Everybody.
That's right.
I see you, Miss Shanti, outside of the company, yes, okay?
Choke, it got to go. We got to eat.
Right. How you doing, Miss April? Okay. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is with Miss Jennifer, she brought up an interesting point, okay, because when she said judgment, okay, she said, let me see what the question was again. Let me get to it. She said it's constructive criticism a form of judgment. See, now you got to really accurately define judgment. So judgment is not always bad. It's how you use the judgment. See how we just had yeses and no's?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at judgment the same way. Judgment is necessary. As a matter of fact, I made a decision to wear this hat. Okay? You make a judgment on who to talk to. You judge whether you want to drive or whether you want to walk, whether you want to fly on a plane or whether you want to catch a bus. That's a judgment. So judgment is not bad when it is accelerated by love. Judgment is bad when it's accelerated by flesh.
Amen.
Y'all follow me? So I appreciate that, Miss Jennifer, for you sharing that. That's a great question. Okay? All right. Miss Shana said murder is bad. Killing is not if war or defense. All right, Miss Kimberly. I mean, Miss Shana. Okay? Mm-hmm. Miss Kimberly said, like Mr. D, Miss Kimberly said, generational curses should be killed. All right, y'all. All right, so y'all, yeah, that's what we'll be talking about tonight. Yes, ma'am.
My favorite was Miss Candy's. She told me that I better not be killing. She said I better not be killing them bugs, man.
Miss Dominique, y'all are killing. So y'all, this is what we've been talking about tonight: the consequences of criticism. Okay, make sure y'all join in next Monday, same time. We're gonna have another powerful topic. We're gonna have another great time. But before y'all go, let's pray together. We're going to get off the phone. Okay? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Yes, sir.
You going to go and pray for us, Mr. DJ? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got you by your head. Dear Father, we come to you saying thank you on humbling knee as we know how, Father. I want to first say even thank you, Father, for healing Miss Tiana's voice, Father. That same healing power that she feasted on, let it manifest and grow within all of us, Father. We want to say thank you for everybody that participated on this call and bring us back to the same Christian band of love and fellowship. And these names, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all, look. Y'all see I need a haircut. So we talked about the consequences of criticism. Don't be criticizing me. Don't be critiquing me. I got a wave or two, though. Y'all have a great night, yeah? We'll see y'all next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.